It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni. And Andy, you've piqued my interest with a couple of things. Does Santa Claus have a special gift in his bag for the Red Sox this year?
Well, we could all hope, Bill. Boston Red Sox, could they be bringing David Ortiz back to the fold? A lot of rumors speculating out there that they possibly could leave the door open for the return of David Ortiz at some point, where he has announced his official retirement. He would not be eligible to come back and play for the Red Sox, I think, until July at the earliest. It's either June, July in that stretch. I guess there's a certain couple months you can't come back if you renounce your retirement once the season gets underway. But you have to, you know, give this some thought. Ortiz had put a post on Twitter after the Chris Sale trade saying, I might like to come back. This sounds very interesting. And to me, the Red Sox bring in Mitch Moreland to replace David Ortiz as a DH or in that spot of the lineup of first baseman. It really, it's a huge drop-off. It doesn't cut the mustard as far as I'm concerned. So maybe they're hedging their bet, feeling that, you know, if Moreland does not contribute what they expect offensively, that maybe they may approach Dave and say, you know, throw him a little incentive here and there with a big wad of cash and say, why don't you come back and maybe just play the second half of the season where you're not putting in a full season. You can rest your feet and your ankles and that type of thing and, you know, get going and provide the Red Sox a big bat in the lineup going forward.
Yeah, head to spring training in May. That works. That works for us, right?
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. We can wait.
All right. Andy, what are the Red Sox notes are there right now at this time of the year?
Well, things are getting quiet over on Yawkey Way, but a few little dribs and drabs of information have come in over the last few days. It's been announced that Chris Sale is going to wear number 41 for the Red Sox and not number 49 that he wore during his career with the White Sox. And that's in respect to Tim Wakefield. Sale did not ask for Wakefield's former number 49. The Red Sox have now given out number 49 since Wakefield retired. Sale did wear number 41 in college, as well as when he played in the Cape Cod League for the Yarmouth-Dennis Red Sox. Trade rumor floating around out there involving the Red Sox. They could be sending pitcher Drew Pomerantz or even pitcher Clay Buchholz. They seem to be the two pitchers that the Red Sox would consider moving. To the Seattle Mariners for outfielder Seth Smith. Smith is being put out there by the Mariners, see what the best offer is. He's a left-handed hitter. The Red Sox seem to be wanting to add a left-handed bat again. With David Ortiz not in the fold anymore, they bring in Mitch Moreland. Seth Smith could come in and fill that role. He's not a big power hitter. He's a guy that's going to bat maybe 280 for you, 290 in a good season. Might hit 12 to 15 home runs. Certainly not a huge power threat, but a decent bat off the bench. But we'll have to see if that all pans out. And a couple of former Red Sox relief pitchers are going to be sitting side-by-side down in South Florida pitching for the Miami Marlins. Junichi Suzawa signed a two-year, $12 million contract recently with the Marlins. And then Brad Ziegler, who the Red Sox picked up at the trade deadline this year, he also signed a two-year deal with the Marlins. This one was worth $16 million.
You know, and you also have a note that some other Red Sox pitchers are moving around. You know, when general managers move, sometimes that's good news for players. It gives them options because some of the GMs love them, and that's the case with Tomooka?
Yeah, Tomooka, this is an interesting one. He hasn't pitched in Major League Baseball since 2009 when he pitched for the Indians. Oka was one of the first foreign players, pitcher-wise, from Japan brought over to the Red Sox at the time with GM Dan Duquette. He had a so-so career in the major leagues. He pitched in the majors from, I believe, 2000 to 2009. But at the age of 40, he's looking to come back to Major League Baseball, and his former GM, who brought him over to the Red Sox, Dan Duquette, has offered him a minor league contract with the Baltimore Orioles. And Oka's also added a knuckleball to his repertoire, so the 40-year-old pitcher looks to make a comeback in the Major League Baseball. So it'll be a little interesting side note once spring training gets underway.
Gotcha. Love that. All right, knuckleball at 40. That's the way. That's what you have to do, I guess. That's what Tom Brady will have to do now next year. He'll have to add a knuckleball to his repertoire, and he can hang around for another 10 years. There you go.
Whatever works, we'll take it.
All right, now, Major League Baseball, one of the great things you do for us, Andy, is you update us on a lot of MLB notes, and let's begin with the collective bargaining and then move to some personnel. Collective bargaining agreement.
One ruling that came through with the CBA that was established that Major League Baseball, the teams, have established an anti-hazing and anti-bullying policy of players. That more or less goes into effect with situations where, you know, rookies get called up to the ball club and teams have them wear women's clothes or dressed up as cartoon characters and whatnot, and they have to go through the airport dressed up that way or get on the bus or walk out to the bullpen wearing a girl's backpack or something to that effect. I don't know if there was a big outcry for this to stop, but apparently it was a kind of an interesting note to the CBA that Major League Baseball says none of that's going to be going on anytime in the near future. Also, some other notes coming up starting in 2018, the results of the Hall of Fame ballot will be made public. Now you find the results of, obviously, who voted in the Hall of Fame, but you don't have the actual name to the ballot. You can see each ballot, but you don't exactly know who's voting for who. So that'll put a little more, situation where you got to sit there and say, well, all right, I'm going to fill up my ballot. People are going to know, so I can't say I'm going to vote for player Z, who really doesn't deserve a vote, but he was a buddy of mine, but I'll check him off. So that should make the Hall of Fame ballot a little more up to snuff. We'll have to see if that all plays out. It'll be interesting starting next year.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I had no idea about that hazing piece at all. Now, a team that always seems to be making moves in the offseason, the Dodgers. What's up with them?
Well, the Dodgers throwing money around again. They brought back a couple more of their already established players on their roster. They re-signed their closer, Kenley Jansen, to a 5-year, $80 million contract. Makes Jansen the second highest paid reliever in Major League Baseball history. Of course, he's now behind Aroldis Chapman, who went back to the Yankees. The Dodgers also re-signed their third baseman, Justin Turner, to a 4-year, $64 million contract. So the Dodgers spending some money. They also re-signed their, a few weeks ago, their left-handed starting pitcher, Rich Hill, to a $48 million contract. So they're spending their money in-house this offseason, hoping to regain the NL West title.
All right, I know you have a couple of other notes, so take us through the notes here.
Yeah, a couple small signings in the last week. Things do kind of quiet down during the Christmas break. The Orioles signed catcher Wellington Castillo to a 1-year, $6 million contract. He's a left-handed hitting, power-hitting catcher who's going to come in and replace Matt Wieters, who's still on the free agent market. The White Sox lose Chris Sale as a left-handed starter. They bring in former Rangers left-handed starter Derek Holland to a 1-year, $6 million contract. And the Rockies also spending some money in this offseason. They've signed a relief pitcher Mike Dunn to a 3-year, $19 million contract. The Phillies also making some notes. They re-signed their outfielder Adubel Herrera to a 5-year contract extension worth $30.5 million. Herrera's not up for free agency anytime soon, but the young player, he's done well in his first 2 years in the major leagues, and the Phillies figured that he could be in their long-term plan, so they're going to lock him up for the next 5 years with the extension. And finally, Hall of Famer Rod Carew underwent heart transplant surgery and as well as kidney transplant surgery last week.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So wishing Rod Carew well this holiday season.
And there's a Tony Conigliaro Award given out. Tell me about that.
There is a Tony Conigliaro Award given out, and this past year it goes out to young Hervis Solarte of the San Diego Padres. The award goes out to the player that overcomes adversity through spirit, determination, and courage. Last September, Solarte's wife passed away cancer. So this year at the Baseball Writers Association Awards in Boston, Solarte won the Conigliaro Award.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, as we started this interview, Andy, I'm struck by the comment that Rick Pitino made a number of years ago when he took over the Celtics, saying Larry Bird is not coming through that door again. But I'm thinking maybe David Ortiz will come through that door again, and that's our hope. And I know the Red Sox front office will be running down Christmas morning to open up the packages and just see if Ortiz is in there.
Well, I would certainly like to see that myself, so we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Because there is no other David Ortiz out there available.
No question about that.
That's Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.